Do you?
No, not really.
Wow. It's been a long time. It's been over a month.
Been a long time coming.
You. Oh. Wait, what were you singing?
I've seen Aaliyah.
Never mind.
What were you singing?
P.O.D.
Nice.
Freestyle.
Which
freestyle,
feeling
the flavor. It's the short shot. Pass up the air when the spark is hot. So.
P.O.D. or Aaliyah? More embarrassing. Which one? Tell me.
Well,
P.O.D.'s still alive. That was.
You know why Aaliyah's dead? Because she made Queen of the Damned.
Probably.
That's why she's dead.
You know, and that's really sad, because I really like Anne Rice. Like, I like her books. Have you read any of them?
No.
Dude, have you seen Interview with the Vampire?
No.
With Brad Pitt?
No.
And Tom Cruise?
No.
Amazing movie. Kirsten Dunst? Yeah, she's in it.
As a child?
Yeah. It's a freaking awesome movie. Anne Rice is a great writer. Oh, that whole series is great. The Vampire Lestat's one of my favorite books. Or at least my favorite Anne Rice. Anyway.
What is going on?
I'm Alex.
I'm Chase, and this is Untitled and Unbridled, and we're back from Christmas hiatus and for a new year, and it's been a year since we started, as we celebrated last time. But we thought we'd start off with a little death cab right here because it's so appropriate. It's the new year. And we don't feel any different besides maybe a little more busy. So that's why we're just now starting up. And it's little MLK Day today, so that's why we're on a Monday, because last night we had a holiday, and we had a football game to go to. So, we're going to get started right off the bat. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. Later at the end, we'll reveal the winner for our contest that we had, because all of you people that participated, you got a nice prize. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Talk about movies later, everything. So let's go ahead and get started.
Alex wishes to share Sonic Wonder. Listen up.
Guys, Alex here. I have some Sonic Wonder. Sorry, I do that so often.
You do.
Anyway,
Can you get closer?
I could. I didn't know you wanted me to be closer to you, Chase.
Close to you.
Why do birds suddenly up? Anyway,
Carpenters. And you're also looking anybody? Down, so it doesn't help.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
There you go. That's what we want, right there.
Okay. Hey. I think when it's our sections, we should say the most exciting thing we got for Christmas.
Okay.
The most exciting thing I got for Christmas was, really the only thing I got for Christmas other than a calculator watch was my computer. I got a new computer. But really the exciting thing was the calculator watch, because I didn't see that one coming. Thanks, Mom, for my calculator watch. Thanks. Anyway, that was kind of lame. So I have a surprise for you guys this week. It's a little clue, if you will. Because as you know, in a couple podcasts including this one, our next special podcast is coming up. And just to give you, I'm not going to say exactly what it is, but my
Let's
song
just say
this week.
It's a waist jump.
That's clever. My podcast this week fits the bill for
the backwards or sideways bill, or straight flat bill. Am I right?
Yeah. Anyway.
Or the Clinton bill. Not really, actually.
Speaking of Clinton bill, I don't know. Let's not get into politics today.
Yeah.
What
were we going to say about Hillary Clinton?
Were we going to say something about Hillary Clinton?
Well, you said speaking of bill.
I don't get it.
You said speaking of Clintons. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah. Nothing. Never mind. Anyway.
If it's about a Clinton, let's hear it.
Well, I didn't actually have anything to say. I was actually going to mention that Mortal Kombat video game.
Oh, yeah. Kung Fu Election at addictinggames.com. Check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, what I was trying to say is, the person I picked this week is Sage Francis. He's a great rapper, hip-hop artist. I don't know what else to say about him. He's a genius. The guy strings together words like no one I've ever heard. Except
someone who makes banners.
or a textile.
We're in top form today.
Yeah, anyway, so
you're not
Sage Francis.
You're going to be able to hear that. I'm so
Sage
worried.
Sage Francis. He's great. Look him up. He has 2 degrees, one in communications, one in journalism.
One third, the other one second degree.
Burns. You're horrible tonight.
Speaking of burning, crashing and burning, that's okay. I'm okay with that. I've had to keep him to myself.
Anyway, his rap's really intelligent. The song I'm going to he's also, like, he doesn't do drugs or drink or anything like that, and that's cool. But he's not, he says he doesn't want to be considered straight edge. And, like, when interviewed and said why, he was like, you shouldn't be recognized for things you don't do. And I'm down to that. That's cool. I like that. He's also part of the rap, like, supergroup called The Orphanage. And he's also really, really awesome. I really like his stuff. The song I'm playing is called Escape Artist, and it's just about, like, the industry itself. And if you get his... It's off the album... I can't remember what it's called. It's off his second album out of 3. I haven't got his newest album yet. It just came out last year. But if you get this album, check out the song Gunzio. I like that song a lot, too. But that's it. I'm just going to play the song. This is Escape Artist by Sage Francis off his second album, whose name I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
It's a great song, though. Enjoy it.
First got into magic, it was an underground phenomenon. Now everybody's like, pick a card, any card. I shot my full load with the first hand I played. I'd be a monkey in a box hanging with the David Blaines. I'd be swimming with the sharks, mouths full of razor blades. But I'm not, I got out of that game, escape artist. I talk till I'm red in my face with strain polyps. I'll rock till I'm out of my range, then raise octaves. I play through the pain and remain conscious, refraining from commenting on the lame compliments and the petty criticisms from those who ain't accomplished even one-fifth of some of the shit I made progress with. I'm leaving naysayers stumped like rainforest. After years of pulling rabbit ears out my pants pockets, I'm not revealing any tricks or trades. Just there ain't no magic in the breakdown, baby. Nothing to make them all see what I find on my life. I decided to give them a look. None of them gave it a glance, and I guess that I'm sitting in the middle of an unread book. Letters are falling apart, but the sentence is standing. I'm running, the wording is prime, and it never been missed. Sentence been missed, worded and missed, interpreted is funny and serving a sentence of solitary confinement. Results in a death sentence is filling my running assignment. I'm just wondering where my time went. It's pulled a disappearing act, and every single assistant I ever had got sword in half.
They never paid attention, but I can't afford to laugh. I'm looking for my break and an autograph from a cast. But I'm short on staff, so all I ask is volunteers in the crowd. Show a little bit of audience participation now. When I say hip, you say shut the fuck up, we ain't saying shit. And I respect it, check it. And a flair for the dramatic exit, a fashionable entrance late to my own arraignment. Oh, the self-destructive things that I do for entertainment. My folks gave me this art, your broken heart is my palette. While I was out honing my craft, you was disowning your talent. That's why you still live at home, and I bought this house off my parents. Getting ahead of myself, I see the hair on my back. I'm on the road reading Kerouac, it's poems versus better raps. I think to myself, what's worth remembering versus defending? The size of my manhood or confessional canned goods.
It's happened to make them all seem to find out my life. I decided to give them a look. None of them give it a glimpse, and I guess that I'm sitting in the middle of an unread book. Letters are falling apart, but the sentence is standing. The road and the wording is permanent, never been missed. Sentence been missed, worded and misinterpreted is funny, I'm serving a sentence of solitary confinement. Result in a death sentence is filling my writing assignment. But none of this is getting told in confidence. I reckon I've been confidential records just to hold the listener's attention.
I'm a veteran of spatial relationships. Clip your wings to fit you in, head-shrinking magician. Shape-shifting reptilian turned body contortionist. Orphanages started offering torches to abortion clinics. Abortion I lost clinics, acquaintances and a morgue of lady friends. Agenda bent to heaven, sight angelic devil boy.
The God's androgynous.
I'm looking marvelous, but looks can kill. And they're unsure about my sexual orientation still. Put me in a special kind of case that only breaks if you hit it with a bouquet of flowers and baby breath arrangement. The vault is vacant, they're all looking for Falco Blaine. I called my agent the moment that I caught the train. I let him know I'm going nowhere. He's invited. If he leaves tonight, then he just might help me find it. But this is my burden to bear, not his. And I'm a sidekick without a sidekick, holding the future hostage. A loose cannon standing on the rooftop with a new respect and understanding of bartenders and locksmiths. They call me daredevil, but I'm not precise enough. Unprofessional on an amateur level. I love my life too much.
Escape artist. Escape artist. Escape artist.
I'm in two places at once.
Escape artist.
Chase has a song he would like you to hear. Join him.
Hello, it's my turn. Let's see, what did I get for Christmas that I enjoyed? I think I bought it myself, and that would be the Lost Season 3 DVD.
You bought it yourself?
Yeah, I couldn't wait till Christmas time, so I went ahead and bought it. We got Office Season 3 on DVD, too. I got a lot of gift cards to a bunch of different places, which I've already used, and gotten some cool stuff. So
that's cool.
Yeah, you know. It was good, though. I wasn't asking for much or anything.
I bought myself Flight of the Conchords with a gift card.
That was a good investment. I need to watch them. Period. Maybe I'll watch one tonight. I'm going to bed.
We finished the season last night, but I fell asleep during the last episode, so I need to rewatch it.
Okay. So what I'm playing here, we have Bob the Builder in the studio. Actually, I forgot to tell you guys. where's your friend Dora, Bob?
Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, yeah, Bob, duh.
She went back to Mexico to visit her family, and you know how they're kind of cracking down on the immigration? She can't get back in.
There it's you really go. Rough. I've heard that joke before. Where have I heard
Me
that?
And Blue are trying really hard to get her back in, but ever since, you know, Blue's owner, what's his name again?
Steve?
Yeah, ever since Steve got
Is
caught
Is it still
with,
Steve or was it his brother?
I don't know. But anyway, ever since Steve got caught with the heroin in Tijuana, we've had so much trouble with Mexico. So
I heard he got that from the bear of the big blue house, actually. He's selling it out of his house.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why he could talk to the moon.
This is retarded. Okay. I don't need to take any more time than I should. The song I'm playing is wins the... actually, no, it doesn't. But for a song that we've chosen, it wins the record for the longest song ever played, besides Weird Al's song that we played on the Humor podcast.
My hand hurts.
Yeah. We're playing, or I am playing, song...
Hey, there's like 10 cops swarming Thrill Kill. There's two black guys like running around in Thrill Kill something.
Are you serious?
They're on lockdown. There's 10 cops out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Should we pause and go check it out?
Yeah, let's go check it out.
No.
Alex and Chase got shot. Doing right. What? Oh, why don't you explain a little more, Jeff?
Look, explain how we got shot, Jeff. If we're going to pull this prank... We need to make it a big deal.
We want this to be as big as the Nickelback prank, Jeff.
I heard that they were over at Thrill Kill playing Nickelback music, and that's why.
All right, get out of here. You had your chance. You'll never be on ever again. Shut the door while you leave. Make sure it doesn't hit your butt.
I love you, Jeff.
Well, we were going to try and fake it like we got shot. There was nothing really going on, so nobody...
We walked over, and there's like a few cop cars. I kept saying 8, but it was really more like 4.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal. So, anyway... I'm playing...
Oh, but anyway, here, we'll just tell them what happened really quick in case anyone's listening.
Oh, okay, right.
So I know, like, Hannah, we love you, we miss you already, and so there's someone else who listens, who doesn't go... Oh, Jamie, who was just here and left. Yeah, we have some people who used to go to Belmont and listen because they miss, and I appreciate that. But anyway, just keep you guys updated. Apparently, two guys with guns walked into the Thrill Kill lobby just a few moments ago, and so now everyone's on lockdown and Thrill Kill, and I think Kennedy's supposed to be on lockdown, but we just walked outside without anyone stopping us. But anyway.
Because that's how we do. So, I'm playing a song called Inventions by this band called Maserati, which is a post-rock band instrumental in the vein of Explosions in the Sky. I kind of like it a little better. I think it's got a little more going on. More driving and more percussion song-based, structure-based.
Dude, I heard the Explosions in the Sky song in your hand and mine. I heard that in another preview the other day.
Really? Yeah, I did too.
The
I heard it recently somewhere.
So much.
Anyway, this is off the album Inventions for the new season. Which I got on iTunes, and it's really, really good. Check it out. 8 songs. But this song is a doozy at almost 10 minutes long. So sit in, strap back, and that is not how you say it at all.
Strap in. Sit
strap
back.
Strap in and
in.
Sit back. So,
strap on.
Sorry, all this talk of guns has gotten me screwed. Did you really just say that? All right, here we go. Thank you.
Let's hear it for Nashville. Oh yeah.
All right, well, I cut off a little bit on that song because there's a lot of just nothing building, so it really wasn't 10 minutes, so don't call me a liar. Here we go.
Liar!
What?
Liar!
That's a System of a Down song. Anyway, we're already at 25 minutes. For our local artists today...
What? We didn't call you at all. Mike. I said liar.
Oh, sorry. Through the doors, it sounded like Mike.
Hey, liar! Bye, liar. Hey, shut! Hey, you didn't shut!
Didn't shut the door. Man, we are so off our game today. Anyway, just like last time we played this artist on the podcast, she didn't know we were going to do it. And
I like this artist a lot, though.
Yeah, she's a cool, cool gal.
Cat.
Oh,
and
cat.
She takes great pictures. I think she is the most photographed person by me. As far as, like, professional photographs.
And she's the first person that gave me a drumming job around here. And that's why I'm playing her again, because she's doing it again. And anyway, so Natalie Shepherd is our local artist today. And the song we're playing is definitely, definitely a departure from her previous material.
Come in.
And there's a knock at the door. Who would it be?
Do you have a gun?
It'd be John Sadio. What is this? Is this basketball?
Skateboards. Don't break them. Yeah, I don't really know.
All right, you guys aren't going to be angry at me if I'm
is
bad, right?
Is this basketball?
No.
It's not basketball. What is it?
It's basketball.
Do you need another person?
You can be on the roster.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind?
What are the games?
I don't know.
You don't know? That might be a problem.
I'm going to get on the roster.
Is it going to matter?
I love bearings. Basketball. I play basketball all through high school.
These lucky bearings? School.
I don't know what brand they are, actually. They're like the cheapest ones I could get. Yeah, let me put it on there really quick. Let me put myself on there.
Sophomore.
Thanks for letting me put myself on there.
John, you want to say hey to everyone?
Can you put your last name? I didn't want to destroy it.
Did you spell it right?
Yes.
Oh, you got
it.
There you go. We're doing the podcast.
Oh, you doing that?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
You
want to
say? Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, dude. Come on, say the words. Has Haley shown you the pictures yet?
Yeah, she showed me some of them. I don't know if she showed me all of them.
He told me he didn't like them already.
No, they're good. Who broke this?
I didn't break it.
It's not my board, so I bought it from someone for like $10 because I won it because they broke it.
Yeah.
Dude. I used this board and I had mine here. So that one day I had like a few drinks.
Uh huh.
And I came back. I had never been able to land a kickflip.
But you did.
Since in a long time. And I landed two.
Nice!
No way.
I have such an unrealistic expectation for skateboarders after playing the Tony Hawk series.
Oh, yeah. But some of the stuff they do is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, on the game, it's just stupid.
You should come skate with
people like, do kickflips. Right. I'm like, do a Ollie 900 McTwist.
What do you want me to
There's
do
a freaking awesome skate park right by the airport.
Anyway, I'm going to continue. We're playing Natalie Shepherd. It is a departure from her previous stuff.
If you ever want to,
Definitely a White Stripes influence, if
you
ask me.
It's like free parks.
The song is called... let me pull up again. I don't remember.
Is this for real right now?
Yeah, this is for real.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Untitled, Unbridled. For sure.
This is John from down the hall.
John Sell.
I'm about to give a shout out to my roommates. They're playing Xbox Live right now. I love them. That's all we did. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Anyway.
Mr. Dictator.
That's right. We got to keep it low down, though. We already hinted at it.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Anyway.
We did hint at it?
Yeah, I did earlier. I said we had a football game.
I totally missed that.
Yeah, I figured you did because you didn't say anything. So, the song I'm playing is called Never Trust a Two-Letter Name by Natalie Shepherd. I don't know what it's from or where it's off of or whatever. It's got a White Stripe influence.
It's off of an album that hasn't been released yet.
There you go. So, enjoy it.
Baby, I'm troubled. Don't you give me a reason. Be a bound. be around.
Congratulations, your request was more than stellar.
Alright, so for a request, we have a usual suspect, Mr. Ryan Guinan from Abilene, Texas, who didn't like Cloverfield, by the way.
What?
We'll talk about Cloverfield later.
Let's talk about it now!
I want to talk about it now! The song we are playing is a band called Alphabeat, which is from Sweden, if I'm correct. Let me look again.
See, it's a play on words.
Denmark, actually.
It sounds like alphabet, but they're actually saying beat, like a dance beat or a rap beat or another type of beat like that, you know?
Yes. So they won a lot of awards from Enemy and stuff this year, and their actual debut album doesn't come stateside until the spring, I think, of this year. But we've got them now. We've got a single called 10,000... Knights of Thunder, and it's the title track, or not the title track, it's the first track off their album Alphabeat, which should be due soon, I think. If I'm wrong, whatever, doesn't matter, you're not gonna look it up anyway. So thank you, Ryan, for requesting this, and we're gonna get straight to it because we've already taken up a lot of time wasting stuff, you know, earlier. So I hope everyone enjoys it. I liked it a lot. It was good. Sounds cool. The other song you sent us, Ryan, sounded kind of like something out of High School Musical, though. Anyway,
who said that? I did.
Well, you said it sounded like High School.
High School, like teen movie is what it reminded me of.
Yeah. Like Teen Wolf. No? Okay.
Teen Wolf was too good.
Yeah, Michael J.
I was thinking like 10 Things I Hate About You or like She's All That or one of those movies.
I love Michael J. Fox. He doesn't do anything anymore.
Well, I mean, it might have something to do with the fact that he has...
Well, I know, but I mean, really he's done stuff with it. Yeah, but it's hard to really act worse. With Parkinson's. He did a great job on Scrubs.
I don't think he's gotten worse, but I mean, he can only really do cameos because he's shaking so bad. He has to be doing something on screen that you know, where he either never stops moving, or which I don't think he can do an entire movie without ever stopping. Although I would like to, I think it'd be really neat if he took a role in which he had Parkinson's. You know what I'm saying? Are you listening? No.
Yes.
You're getting on the phone. Shut up! I hate you.
All right, I answered the phone, and we're back.
And I still hate you.
He still hates me. So this is Alphabeat, 10,000 Nights of Thunder. Enjoy.
I was not looking for artifacts in love. We'll be right back.
coming soon to an MP3 player, CD player, or whatever the hell you use.
Alright, I am excited about what we got going here today for our upcoming. I saw these guys back in October, and I know I talked about them. I'm talking about Not a Surf.
You know, I really don't like them very much.
I know Alex doesn't like them, but that's okay.
Why did you refer to me like that? Why didn't you say you? Were you talking to the audience? Because the audience isn't really listening right now. Because, I mean, they don't exist until someone listens, which they can't right now because it's not released yet.
So then why are we talking to anyone?
Well, for future, but I mean...
So, anyway.
Dang it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Look at my laugh on here. Look how it does. Anyway. So, I am playing a song called... Man, I never know what the name of the songs are called. See These Bones. And it's by Not a Surf, and it's off their upcoming album, Lucky, which comes out February 5th.
She's so lucky.
2008.
She's a star.
And she cries
in her lonely heart.
Cries in her lonely heart.
No, she cries in the lonely dark.
Cries in the lonely heart.
Cries in the lonely dark.
Should we look it up right now?
Sure.
Let's do it. What's that one called?
Lucky.
Right.
Speaking of Lucky, you guys ever read that book about the little girl who gets raped? It's called Lucky. It's by the same person who did Lucky Bones. Oh, no, wait, it's called Lucky Bones. No, wait, crap. Now I'm confused.
The Lovely Bones?
Lovely Bones. Lucky and Lovely Bones. I liked it, anyway.
Cries in her lonely heart, thinking if there's nothing.
Is that the thing the whole way, though? I bet it says Lonely Dark at least once.
Lonely heart. Who's Britney Spears to change the lyrics in a chorus?
She wouldn't.
Anyway, this song features Ben Gibbard of Death Cab, which is appropriate. And like I said, See These Bones from Not a Surf, February 5th, off the album Lucky. It's already gotten 5 stars in a review. I don't know what the review
really
was from.
Lonely heart. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's twice. What was the last thing we had to look up that
way? Shut up.
Anyway, enjoy it. Oh, well, enjoy it now.
Everyone's right and no one is sorry. That's the start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. Everyone's right and no one is sorry. Start and the end of the story. From the sharks and the jets to the call in the morning. And life is just bets anyway. Look alive, see these bones. What you are now, we were once. Try as they might, no one's immune to misfiring and acting on the wrong clues. And thinking it's time to redo and redo. I feel the rain in the movies and the talk before the screen lights. I hear strings in the park. I don't like to call a ride except when it's too late at night. I mostly just think in the dark. Look alive, see what you are now, we were once. But just like we are, you'll be dust. And just like we are, you are now.
cynical faces. We're squinting, we're hurrying, we're taking inventory, we're digging, we're burying. Do you remember when the light was low? Do you remember when it fell? Do you remember when we went to a house? Remember ringing the bell?
Welcome to the final bow. That's what we call this section.
I never knew that.
Now it's never knew that. We got a lot. Do you want to talk movies first before we do a contest? Or do let's talk movies on the way out?
I mean, we can do a little now. I mean, either one.
Okay, first off, let's get to the answer to the contest. Here's the deal. Send me an email. Tell me you want the script. I'll give it to you. It doesn't matter if you won the contest or not. Thank you for all who tried, though. I'm just going to read you the answers right now.
Everybody, you tried.
What's the first song we ever played? Let's see how Alex does on this. I've already given him the answers too before. What's the first song we ever played?
The first song we ever played at the ever like the set was "Pressure" by Maximum Park.
Apply some pressure.
Apply some pressure. Whatever.
What's the first word we ever said?
That's like our song.
What's the? It is. What's the first word we ever said?
So.
No, it's close. It's kind of a nonsense word.
What? Yeah?
Yeah. I said yeah. I go, yeah, welcome. That's what I did.
Me at all.
What episode number featured the love contest?
Chase gave me a hint, by the way. 5.
Very good. Flavor of Love. That was our first special episode.
Yeah, it was for Valentine's.
All right, name the pop culture references in the titles. And I need to look this up because there was an addition from Warren Brewer who felt there was one more.
That's impressive that someone added one.
Yeah. Let me look. Oh, and Lauren, I forgot, you emailed a long time ago over the break and asked what we wanted for our birthday, and I forgot to
Chase, dude, tell you where or when. You had a present and you forgot?
Where is...
What the hell were you thinking?
Here we go. Alright, so all the references that I have, episode 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42 is obviously a reference to Lost. Episode 11 and SMC 12 both are Spinal Tap references. One being, are we going to do Stonehenge tomorrow night? And then because our amps go higher than 10, which Alex screwed up the title, I remember.
What?
Yeah, I remember episode 11. That was the one that was awful.
You're awful.
Anyway, episode 12, In Case I Don't See You, is a reference to The Truman Show. In Case I Don't See You, good evening and good night, or whatever. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah.
Episode 17, Ezekiel 25:17, is the misquoted Bible verse from Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
SMC number 4, Two Guys, a Girl, and a Mac, is a reference to the old show, Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, which actually exists, promise, or existed. SMC 6, It Ain't Easy Being White, that is an Arrested Development reference for Job and Franklin. SMC 9, Sergeant Chase's Lonely Hearts Club podcast. So obviously,
all
Beatles.
Of your SMCs were references, and
yes,
none of mine were.
The Beatles.
None of mine were.
SMC 11, Reunited and It Feels So Good. That's that old song by Peaches and Herb.
Peaches and Herb or something.
Episode 2.1, Our Empire Strikes Back, is obviously a Star Wars reference. Episode 2.7, Sucky Number 7, I went ahead and said is a reference to Lucky Number 11.
Okay, that's a bit of a stretch.
But yeah, and then Lauren Burris said the Rosie O'Donnell thing should count too. So,
what was it?
We just said Rosie O'Donnell is a man, I think was the name of an episode.
That's, yeah, I think that should count too. I think she's right.
So yeah, so that counts. Next, let's see. What are Chase's and Alex's middle names? Alex, what's your middle name?
Alexander Claycorn.
There you go. Two of them. And mine is Everett. So, what type of song feature did we abandon after the first episode?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Obscure.
Obscure, very good. And Lauren had said from Belmont artist to local artist, so that was accepted. But it doesn't matter because there's really no clear winner on this. How many vidcasts have we had?
One.
What record company shut us down?
Roadrunner.
Very good. And our very first picture, there are lyrics. What song and who is the artist?
The song is... the artist is The Killers.
Yes.
And the song is Exit Lead.
Or Interlude. Either one.
Interlude.
They both say the same thing. How do we sign all our messages? The Chase, Ann, and Alex.
Hey, I was going to answer that.
Very good. Oh, okay, so.
It could be yourself.
How many episodes started with the countdown stinger?
Oh.
Where does the countdown start?
Where does the countdown start?
When she says the countdown.
Three.
There you go, three.
Oh, that's clever.
What contest sucked?
Oh gosh, that contest sucked.
Triple C. Crazy covers contest.
I didn't think it sucked. I love covers.
I liked it too, but nobody tried. Except, never mind. We probably know who did. What two episodes in a row were the exact same duration?
Oh, you forgot to... I know why they're the same duration.
Yes.
I don't know which ones.
Episode 13 and 14. This season we've used stingers. Name at least two of the artists used.
No idea.
There is Whitest Boy Live.
Oh, I knew that one.
Which is Alex's. I Love You But I've Chosen Darkness, which is mine. Stereo Lab, which is local. YMCK or Yimmick, which is Request. Avalanches for the upcoming, and then Dubs for the outro. What industry mogul icon did we claim help us get the rights to songs?
Yeah, I can never remember what his name is.
David Geffen.
Who is that again?
He started Geffen Records, which became MCA, which then became Universal, or they bought him. Alright, for the songs, first off we had Evening on the Ground by Iron and Wine. Handshake Drugs by Wilco, English Blood by Man Man, Will You Be There by Michael Jackson, Caterwaul by Annual Notice by Trail of the Dead, This House is a Circus, Arctic Monkeys, this is the song clips we put together, Escape the Nest by Editors, Shallow Means Deep Ends by Cursive, Everything's Magic by Angels and Airwaves, and We Looked Like Giants, A Death Cab for Cutie. And for the five cover songs, Crazy in Love, originally by Beyonce, covered by Snow Patrol, Pure Imagination, originally by Willy Wonka.
I love that song.
Covered by Maroon 5. Forever Young, originally by Alphaville, covered by Youth Group. Smells Like Teen Spirit, originally by Nirvana, covered by Tori Amos, which was the number one song of the 90s, according to VH1. And Sunday, Bloody Sunday, originally by U2, covered by Radiohead. So... like I said, if you want the prize, which is the script to the UNU vidcast that will never be filmed, please send an email to untitledunbridled@gmail.com and tell me that you want it, and I'll send it to you.
It's full of lots of like fun little...
References
that those of you who have listened to us from the beginning will really like.
And anybody who likes pop culture. So, and the television shows we enjoy.
Anyway, such as Lost in the Office.
Movies, tons of movies. Cloverfield is fantastic. If you're motion sick, don't go see it, though.
Or if you get motion sick.
That's what I meant. Not if you are motion sick.
If you're my mom or Jenny Lee.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Woo! Anyway, really good. Mystery's good. Anything else? If you haven't seen Juno yet, what are you waiting on?
So good.
What are you waiting on? There Will Be Blood. My friend Gabe earlier called. That's when I took the phone call. He saw it today, so it was great. And I liked it too. It took me a while to... I had to think about it afterwards. And it's really long. So give yourself time.
What Carly else? Carly and I went to go see it the other night and it was sold out. So I went and saw The Orphanage instead.
Was it good?
It was really good.
You didn't tell me.
I was really impressed. which is surprising for me because I generally hate horror movies.
Yeah.
But you really had to think. The ending was like heart-wrenching good. Like it was sad, but it was happy, and it hurt a little bit. It was good. It was good. People who compared it to Pan's Labyrinth were completely off.
So same, good, because is it better than...
I love Pan's Labyrinth. Right. Unlike Chess. Unlike Chase. But it is the same director.
No, it's produced.
Oh, the same producer?
Yeah,
it's the same director. I thought it was the same director.
No, he helped with the film.
You said I'm from the fly.
Guillermo del Toro presents.
But it was great. Go see it.
I do. I want to check it out. I saw Diving Bell and Butterfly.
I really want to see that.
Which is very, very, very good. Which I was surprised because
I heard that it was kind of slow in the middle.
It is a little slow. But the thing is, I mean, it is about one man, which pretty much told from his point of view. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely, you know, no car chases or anything going on.
Yeah.
But there is actually a drive scene. Never mind. Let's see. Charlie Wilson's War is pretty good. Walk Hard is
Charlie Wilson. Hold on. Charlie Wilson's War deserves more than that.
You think?
I thought it was fantastic. I think it brings up a great point about the place we are right now in the history of America. I mean, the ending of the movie, you know, when he's trying to get to schools in Afghanistan, I mean, that's one of the main reasons that, I mean, that's not one of the main, but that's one of the huge contributing factors that led to 9/11 was the fact that, you know, we went in there and we did a great thing in Afghanistan by ending the Cold War, but it also killed so many of the men in Afghanistan that it left their children, like, angry at America for killing their fathers with no explanation because we didn't go in there and put schools in there and stuff because, sure, we fund for a war, but we won't fund for schools in a third world country.
I thought that was a little easy for Hollywood to just say, oh, here's a scene. Oh, he's trying to get schools. No, we're shutting it down. No, thanks.
But
I'm sure there was a little more going
true.
On.
But it's true.
Aaron
lot.
Sorkin on the screenplay, I
not
have to say that's what
not a whole lot more going on.
Anyway, I'd like to hear the real story.
Think,
it was on the History Channel.
I think it puts up a good guy.
No, I agree with you on how it set the tone for sure, but I think it was a little easy for them to just look, just
Philip
say.
Philip Seymour Hoffman,
look.
Great actor. Even if Chase refuses to admit it, he's a.
No, I said he's good. I just here's what I'm worried about for him. Right now, he is totally the flavor that everybody loves, and as soon as he makes a bad role
flavor.
And a bad decision, they're gonna toss him out with the trash.
I doubt it.
That's what's gonna happen. I'm calling it right now.
Tom Hanks
could be
Philadelphia.
It could be, you know, it could be months from now. For years from now, but it's gonna happen, and then he'll make a comeback when he's in like his 50s.
I don't think that'll happen, but you can.
Oh well, you heard it here first. And anyway, let's see what else. Walk Hard was funny. I thought it was fine. I think you should see it. It's not anything, you know, big time special, but it's funny. And I think that's it. Sunshine's on DVD. Check it out. It's great. And that's it. I'm done. Are you done?
Wait, hold on. I feel like there's a movie we didn't get.
While Alex is thinking, I'm going to be playing a cover of Enter Sandman by this guy named Richard Cheese, who does kind of swing music covers. So check him out. And I'm choosing this because me and Jeff beat all of Rock Band on guitar this week. And it was easy.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Who's Rock Band?
So easy. John Sells. The controller for Rock Band is awful, though. It is so bad. So, play with the GH controller. And we're almost at an hour. Did you think of anything?
Nah.
All right, well, this is Enter Sandman by Richard Cheese. We'll see you guys next week. And peace, love, and happiness. Please, let's not end with that.
Hippie?
Yeah, okay, we can end with that.
Get my son to include everyone. I tuck you in, warm within, keep you free from sin till the Sandman he comes. Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Exit light, enter. Never, never land.
Something's wrong, shut the light. Heavy thoughts tonight, and they aren't a Snow White. Dreams of war, dreams of liars, dreams of dragons, fire, and the things that would bite. Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Exit light, enter night, grain of sand, we're at the never, never land. My soul to keep.
I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep.
Guard me, angels, through the night.
Guard me, angels, through the night.
Wake me in the morning light.
Wake me in the morning light.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Never mind that noise you heard. It's just the beasts under your bed, in your closet, in your head. Exit light. Never, never land. Exit lights. Enter night. Rain of sand. We're off to never, never.